Susan Collins is staying put. As Steve Missler reports, Collins told a crowd of roughly 200 business leaders and a throng of local and national media at the Samoset Resort in Rockport today that she will remain in the Senate until at least her current term ends in 2020.
Collins told reporters Friday that she recognized the allure of the governor's office last year. She had met with the CEO of Sam's Club and helped facilitate a contract between the national retailer and Naturally Potatoes, a grower in Mars Hill.
That's the sort of thing that a governor does.
Collins could have become the first woman elected governor of Maine, but as she approached the end of a technical and policy-heavy speech Friday, she explained why the U.S. Senate had a stronger pull than the Blaine House.
I want to continue to play a key role in advancing policies that strengthen our nation, help our hardworking families, improve our health care system, and bring peace and stability to a troubled and violent world.
And the best way to do that, she said,
is to remain a member of the United States Senate.
Collins said she made her final decision on Wednesday. Her announcement was followed closely by the national media, a signal that her influence in a deeply divided Senate is arguably at its apex. The national narrative went like this. Collins' departure would send shockwaves through the Senate, another defection from the Senate Republican Conference amid the populist uprising fueled by President Donald Trump. Kathy Bossie attended the speech. She was impressed with the senator and her decision.
Well, I think she would make a wonderful governor. I think she can do the best job there where she has the most power.
Collins is currently ranked 15th in seniority in the Senate, a position likely to rise among the recent retirement announcements of some of her GOP colleagues. Jenny Seraldo of Lincolnville said she was also happy with the senator's decision, although she wondered why Collins wouldn't want to leave the Beltway chaos.
Well, I thought maybe she wants to stay closer to home. Maybe there's a lot of unrest. Maybe it's very stressful in Washington. But I am happy. I think she'll do a lot more for the people of the country, of course, in Washington.
But the chaos and partisanship in Washington has also spread to Maine's capital. The state encountered its first government shutdown in over 25 years this summer over issues likely perplexing to anyone but the politicians in Augusta. And the intra-party squabbles are also very real. So real that Collins may have taken a risk if she jumped into a GOP primary field. She would have been the clear frontrunner in the general election. But Republican Governor Paul LePage, who Collins had supported twice in his election efforts, has been sharply critical of her for refusing to endorse Donald Trump and for blocking two GOP efforts to repeal Obamacare. LePage also predicted that Collins would lose a GOP primary if his supporters united against her, a remark many took as instructions to his base. Collins insists that was not a factor in her decision.
I am absolutely confident that I would have been able to win both the primary and the general election.
If Collins ran and won, she would have avenged her only electoral defeat, the 1994 governor's race, in which she finished third in a contest eked out by Angus King. Instead, she will remain with King in the Senate, a place she admits is chock full of problems. But those are problems she believes that the Senate will be able to resolve in time. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.